We've been holding off the fly for years from Panama. Scientists developed a way in the 60s to breed sterile screwworm flies. Then when they would drop them out of airplanes, by the millions, the flies out in the wild were unable to reproduce. Using that strategy, they pushed this fly south, out of the United States, out of Mexico, all the way down through Central America, using that exact same strategy. During the pandemic, there were some breakdowns in the process and in surveillance. There was additional movement of people and animals to the north. And the fly, the screwworms, started to spread again. Once that became evident, the U.S. started devoting more resources to trying to stop it. They started to prepare a location in Mexico to breed more sterile flies. They prepared an old base in the South U.S. to be able to receive sterile flies and drop them again. And right now the work is ongoing to try to breed sterile flies again in the U.S. That in itself is significant. Researchers have told me that the flies considered to be so dangerous, they can't even get their hands on live samples. They've had to go south to Panama to study them. The big concern here is if these flies impact the ability of ranchers to have calves. They have to limit the seasons because they can't have calves in the warm season when the fly is active. That starts to impact how much they're able to rebuild their herds. It impacts the ability of wildlife to survive. And yes, in some cases, it could impact pets and people. There's been surveillance ongoing for months and months and months. State and federal agencies have been training on where to watch for the fly, how to trap it, how to recognize it. They have been developing therapeutics and ointments and treatments in the hope that once it was here, they could get on it right away. But now it is here. It's well across the border. It's about 100 miles southwest of San Antonio. And the battle is now not just something that scientists are expecting to happen. It is here.